local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Now we welcome you into hour number three as we enter our countdown to the Memorial Day weekend. You're probably there already, and we appreciate you tuning in to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. As we get started here, we will start off right off with our top three stories on this Friday. The Israeli military says it's recovered the bodies of three more hostages who were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack. Here is Lisa Taylor reporting.
In a statement this morning, Israeli Defense Forces identified the three hostages as 30-year-old Ryan Hernandez, 59-year-old Michelle Nissenbaum, and 42-year-old Hanan Hablanka. The IDF says their remains were recovered overnight at a camp in northern Gaza that saw intense combat. Over 120 people are still being held hostage by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, thank you. A married couple from the U.S. who were serving as missionaries in Haiti were killed by gang members last night. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker announced the news on Facebook, saying the missionaries were his daughter and son-in-law, Davy and Natalie Lloyd. They work for Missions in Haiti Incorporated, which has been operated by Davy Lloyd's parents for over 20 years. And in Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine is calling for a special legislative session next week to get President Biden on the ballot. He suggested the House and Senate should meet to pass a fix for a timing conflict that is currently keeping Biden off of the candidate listings. The issue stems from Ohio code. They require officials to certify ballots 90 days before elections, making their deadline August 7th. The problem is that the Biden's nomination won't be official until the national convention, which concludes on August 19th. So that's why the special session is going to be happening next week. It's a look at our top three stories here on this Friday. Taking a look here at local headlines here. We got an update, or breaking story here, first reported by South Santa Rosa News. Heather Lindsay, who not only serves as the mayor of Milton, but also, up until today, an assistant city attorney for the city of Pensacola. She has resigned, according to Jason Wheeler with the city's public information office. In a statement, Wheeler says, quote, she stated the time and energy needed to fulfill her duties as mayor of Milton were interfering with her ability to continue working with the city of Pensacola. Of course, this is, of course, after, 2 weeks ago when city attorney for Milton, Alex Andrade, had requested and gotten approval from the city council to file a lawsuit against Mayor Lindsay over what he says is a lack of effort and production of public records requests that he has submitted to Lindsay, much, if not all, centering around the botched hiring process of Scott Collins last year. So that's a pretty interesting story there. State Attorney's Office today says a Pensacola man found guilty of killing his roommate nearly 2 years ago. An Escambia County jury found James Hicks guilty of second-degree murder in the death of 65-year-old Terry Williams. Prosecutors say after killing Williams, Hicks staged a scene to make it look as if she had drowned herself in a small garden pond in the front yard. Following the verdict, bond was revoked and Hicks will be jailed until he is sentenced and he faces the possibility of life in prison. A law that would have imposed several new restrictions on Escambia County boat ramps is on hold. The item came up at this week's County Commission meeting. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh says he's not in favor of imposing the rules on every boat ramp.
I'm never going to vote to keep you from enjoying the shoreline there, to sitting at that table, to swinging on the swing, or swimming where you want to swim. I'm never, ever going to do that, ever. Just want to make sure that's clear. There's some misinformation out on social media, but as long as I'm the commissioner, people can enjoy Rarity Point Park and Galvez Landing.
And in the end, commissioners voted to table the proposal while they get more community input. Burgosh also says it wouldn't be fair to impose a rule affecting District 4 while there is no county commissioner for District 4. Yes, that makes sense. Just over a week away from World Ocean Day. It happens on June 8th, and there's a special event being held by the Perdido Key Chamber of Commerce to mark that occasion. Here's David Wayne.
Yeah, the chamber says they're having an event at Public Access Number 4. That's the access near the Crab Trap. It'll start at 7:30 that morning and last until later that afternoon. There will be a free beach yoga session, a story time for kids, volunteer beach cleanup activity, and there will be vendors and ocean experts on hand to chat with beachgoers. They'll wrap it up with an ocean-themed movie showing. That's going to happen at the Southwest Library Branch on Gulf Beach Highway.
All right, thank you very much, David. A Foley couple accused of illegally selling Hangout Festival passes. According to Fox 10, Susan and John Long were arrested over the weekend and charged with misdemeanors. They had acquired extra employee wristbands, apparently a no-no to sell those. They listed them for sale on Facebook Marketplace. An undercover officer messaged Susan Long to, hey, I'm interested. And then they arrested her when she showed up to sell the passes. The couple's attorney, though, says he's never seen charges brought forward in an incident like this. A hearing is set for next month. So that's a pretty interesting one there.
Mm-hmm.
6:15, Austin, how are the roads right now?
Well, I've got two bits of good news for you.
All right.
The first bit of good news is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising and keep driving with Direct Auto. You can get a free quote at directauto.com. That's the first piece of good news. The second piece is there's only two little spots on the roads to really concern or to be concerned about at this time. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards U.S. Highway 98. We do have some backups there, but once again, very minor. And the same can be said for if you are traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway, just passing Highway 87 and approaching the beach to get on, or approaching the bridge to get on to Navarre Beach. Those are the only two spots with any major backups, and even they should not hold you up for too long. So it's looking pretty good on the roads.
Hmm. All right. Thank you very much. Looking here at state headlines today, a man suspected of shooting and wounding a sheriff's deputy this morning under arrest in Manatee County. Sheriff Rick Wells says the deputy is hospitalized but in stable condition.
I just want to thank God for protecting my deputies.
Wells says 40-year-old Sean Calcutti crashed his car at a nursing home early this morning and then shot an employee before wounding a deputy who responded after leaving an off-duty job.
And state parks across Florida are free to residents starting today. Admissions have been suspended through Memorial Day for the nearly 200 parks and thousands of nature trails in the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement late last month, where he also signed off on a Summer of Freedom sales tax holiday. Residents will be able to enjoy tax savings on outdoor equipment, concerts, and sporting events through the entire month of July.
Forecasters watching a disturbance that's producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms in the waters of the southwestern Atlantic Ocean. The National Hurricane Center says a low pressure system is expected to form later today in an area near Bermuda, but it's being given a low chance of developing into anything stronger.
And an officer with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is off the job following his arrest. Officer Alan Lesage is accused of using a law enforcement database to run license plates at an apartment complex where his ex-girlfriend lives. Lesage is charged with one count of offenses against computer users, which is a third-degree felony. He has since resigned from the JSO, and he is the sixth officer from the Sheriff's Office arrested by the department this year alone.
Let's see. We'll take a break there. 6:18. National news coming up next segment. Pensacola right now.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the vacancy in District 4, including I just yesterday got all of the names from the governor's office of people who applied for the Escambia District 4 open commission seat. First to report that, and you can read their statements and see the names on our Facebook page. You want to check that out. Also had an extended conversation about the 60 Minutes interview with Pope Francis. Very interesting stuff. And a conversation about retention ponds and zoning issues on the wrap. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good song.
Yes.
Good song right there. Every time I hear this, I think of the scene in Remember the Titans when they are going to Gettysburg College to start their summer camp. And that's the song that plays there. But, yep, that means nothing to nobody. But just a little context there why I like the song so much. Good movie. Oh, yeah. Have you seen Remember the Titans?
I do not think I have sat down and watched. Hold on, hear me out. I do not think I have sat down and watched a whole thing like from beginning to end in one sitting. I have seen a good deal of it, though. Like, I know that they also play Ain't No Mountain High Enough in the locker room. Remember?
What do you do with your time, honestly? Like, what when you're not here, and between the hours of 7 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. when you come in,
yeah, it's just as far as my hobbies.
What do you do with your time?
I'm at my computer a lot, watch a lot of stuff with sports, you know, related to that. I'll watch some like YouTube. I'll be doing work, like working on articles or something.
All right.
Yeah. So just
so after that hour's done.
Oh no, I do it for a while.
Then what do you do?
I'll play like video games too.
Okay.
I can kill some time, man.
Man. Yeah, a sports guy who's never seen Remember the Titans.
As I said, I've seen some of it. I don't think I've ever sat down though and watched like beginning to end. I don't think I've ever done it. And I can tell you actors that played in it.
Yeah.
Like I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, of course, Ryan Gosling, who we broke news there. of course, you know, people forget that he was a cornerback that sucked, yes.
And then, yeah, it was Ryan Gosling. It was, I forget his name. It was the African-American gentleman from
Denzel
Scrubs.
Denzel Washington. Oh, him. Okay.
I know Denzel's name. But the African-American guy from Scrubs.
Yes. Let me look up his name.
And there was that actor who he was a very heavy set guy, but he lost a lot of the weight. Very big dude.
Yes, Louis Lastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen parts of the movie in there, and they're doing that dance, that choreographed dance, and Mighty, Mighty Titans. Like, yeah. I've seen it. But, yeah, and it's obviously about race and stuff with how
Donald,
Coach Boone's treated.
Donald Faison, I think.
Donald Faison.
Wait,
that's
is that
it.
The name of the actor?
That's the actor's name.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yep.
So, that's no. See, I know my way around the film. Golly. Can't do nothing around here. Let's see. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Probably should have said that sooner. It's 6:25. Getting a quick check of the roads and weather here. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not a lot going on. Still have some very minor backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be anything too severe that's going to hold you up.
All right. Here's the weather.
The weather for Memorial Day weekend looks about the same as it has around here for the last several days. So look for some sunshine, just a few scattered clouds in the skies, and really not much of a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas have a 20% chance that a shower or storm will pop up at the most, 20% at the most. So enjoy the weekend. Highs will be in the 80s, and overnight lows will mainly run between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
I'm glad we made a point of playing it this time. I don't think we did so at our last traffic and weather update.
I'm sorry?
I don't think we played Strum.
Oh, okay.
During our last traffic and weather.
Well, you know, listen, the forecast is the same whether we play him or not.
That is true. Yes.
That's not going to change.
Look, if you want to listen to Alan, great. But if you really want to know the weather, just step outside. That's our message.
That's it. recapping the day's top stories here, the Israeli military says it recovered the bodies of three more hostages who were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack. Also, a married couple from the U.S. who were serving as missionaries in Haiti were killed by gang members last night. Missouri Representative Ben Baker announced the news on Facebook, saying the missionaries were his daughter and son-in-law, Davey and Natalie Lloyd. They work for Missions in Haiti Incorporated that is operated by Lloyd's parents, and they've been there for over 20 years. That's terrible. And then Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine is scheduling a special legislative session for next week to get President Biden on the ballot for November. There is an Ohio code, a requirement that officials certify the ballots 90 days before the election. So that would be August 7th. The problem is that Biden's nomination will not be official until the convention, which is on August 19th. So the House and Senate have to come together and create a special exemption or whatever for Biden to be on Ohio's ballot this November. Looking at our more national news today, Hunter Biden had a pretrial hearing today ahead of his federal gun charge case. Prosecutors and Biden's lawyers discussing the evidence they plan to present, and they also address witnesses they plan to call to the stand. It's expected to start June 3rd.
And a Pennsylvania man accused of killing two of his co-workers and wounding three others is facing murder charges. Authorities say that 61-year-old Wilbert Rosado Ruiz, was a disgruntled employee at a linen company south of Philadelphia who entered the building Wednesday morning and shot five people. The victims who died were two brothers from the Dominican Republic, and the three wounded victims are said to be in critical but stable condition. The incident started as a dispute with a female employee at the company who was one of the workers wounded, I believe.
The American father, who was facing 12 years behind bars in Turks and Caicos, will be returning to the U.S. soon. Brian Hagerich was arrested for having ammunition in his baggage while trying to return to Pennsylvania with his family. A judge today giving him a $6,700 fine and told him he's free to return home.
And Governor Newsom has signed a new law that lets Arizona doctors perform abortions for their patients in California. Licensed Arizona doctors who have performed an abortion in the last 2 years can apply for a temporary California license. If they qualify, they'll be able to provide abortions and abortion-related care through November 30th. The law lets providers work in California while the repeal of Arizona's 1864 near-total abortion ban takes effect.
All right. Also, international news, U.S. renewing its severe do not travel warning for Venezuela. The State Department says citizens visiting the Caribbean country must understand its government has no ability to provide emergency services to U.S. citizens who find themselves in trouble. The warning due to crime, civil unrest, and kidnapping. Texter just letting us know accident popping up on Gulf Beach Highway at the Circle K. At least three cars involved, partial lane blockages, emergency crews not yet on the scene. So we'll have some backups there likely forming here in the second half hour. Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Regani. Millions of Americans are traveling for the holiday weekend. Many of them are flying. Fox's Grady Trimble has more on how much those flights cost.
Booking app Hopper says airfare for Memorial Day weekend averaged $260 for a round trip. That is pretty expensive, but it's down about 10% from last year. What's interesting, though, is when we talk to flyers, a lot of them aren't noticing lower prices.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. briefly interrupted by pro-Palestinian protesters while talking about free speech at the Libertarian Party convention in Washington.
No one is to be deprived.
Kennedy acknowledged the protesters, saying he would like to address the situation in Gaza at a later time. Donald Trump is expected to address the event tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with your money now. This could be a profitable weekend for auto dealerships country. Affordability issues have caused inventory to pile up, and many dealers and automakers are offering some decent discounts right now as a result. A study by car buying site Edmunds says the average discount this month on a 2023 model year car is above $4,100, while the average discount a year ago for a 2022 model year vehicle was just $1,900. Edmunds says that's a bright spot for consumers in an otherwise challenging market. A monthly gauge of U.S. consumer sentiment has tumbled to its lowest level in 6 months on expectations of higher inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading of consumer sentiment for May is 69.1, a more than 8-point slide from the final April reading. On Wall Street today, blue chips didn't do much. The Dow Industrials eked out a 4-point gain, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite leaped 184 points, or 1.1%, and earned a fresh closing high. That's your money now.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the Sports Minute. An emotional roller coaster for the world's best hockey player Thursday. Connor McDavid and the Oilers blew a 2-goal lead to the Stars in Dallas. And then right away in overtime, McDavid gets assessed a 4-minute penalty. Then he gets stonewalled by Jake Oettinger on a point-blank opportunity late in the first overtime, only to score the game winner early in double OT. All in a night's work. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just a little bit past 6:35 here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Right before we took our Fox News break, we did get a texter telling us that there was an accident near the Circle K. This was going to be on Gulf Beach Highway. We do have some very minor backups in that area. It's luckily nothing too severe at this time from what I can see. And outside of that, let's see here, Pine Forest Road looking clear, Navarre Parkway looking good for the most part. So there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up wherever you may be.
The weather for Memorial Day weekend looks about the same as it has around here for the last several days. So look for some sunshine, just a few scattered clouds in the skies, and really not much of a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas have a 20% chance that a shower or storm will pop up at the most, 20% at the most. So enjoy the weekend. Highs will be in the 80s, and overnight lows will mainly run between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:38 here. Austin, busy night in sports tonight and for the weekend as well.
Yes, that is true. All right, so we already got some MLB action going on here with some of our relatively local teams, as I call them. Let's see. Braves at Pirates. Not looking so hot in the top of the fourth inning. It's 5-0 Pirates at this time, so that's not too good of a look. It's not all bad, though. Rays are up 1-0 on the Royals in the top of the fourth inning in that game. That started at 5:50, just 10 minutes after the Braves won. So some good and bad news there. Marlins at Diamondbacks can maybe break that tie. They started 8:40. Let's see. A little bit before that, though, we've got the NHL playoffs. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 1 is going to be at 7 o'clock on ESPN. I said Game 1. That's a lie. It's Game 2. Panthers at Rangers. And then in the NBA, it's Western Conference Finals Game 2. Mavericks at Timberwolves. That's going to be at 7:30 on TNT. And then the WNBA. We've got some action at ION at 9 o'clock. Fever at Sparks. It's Caitlin Clark and the Fever. They're looking for their first win of the season, sitting at 0-5. And the Sparks have, who, if we remember correctly, was the second overall pick, Cameron Brink.
That's right.
Yeah, and I believe they are sitting at 1-2. So as far as the team success, it's not the greatest matchup of the season. But nonetheless, a star-studded lineup either way. So good news there. Let's see here. This weekend is the top tennis players in the world. They're meeting on the clay courts for the French Open. Novak Djokovic begins the tournament as the top seed, while Iga Swiatek will be looking to defend her title as the top seed. If I butchered your names, I'm sorry. Third seed Coco Gauff is the highest seeded American amongst the players there. So quite a diverse pool in that sport. And then we got college football. We knew this was coming. And it's a subject of controversy. A new deal between the NCAA and the country's five biggest conferences could pave the way to student-athletes being paid. On Thursday, the NCAA announced a tentative agreement to a series of antitrust laws which could direct millions of dollars to college athletes via the schools themselves as soon as the fall of 2025. So just straight up, the school paying the kid. Wow. I mean, this is obviously, we've heard stories about this sort of thing in the past, back when it was illegal. We are currently in the middle of a lawsuit with Jaden Rashada and the University of Florida, Billy Napier, all that, because they promised him $14 million that ultimately fell through. So can't really say this is shocking, can we, Joe?
No, we can't. And listen, I don't know how this is, what long-term ramifications are. Right. Because as I understand it, this only doesn't affect current athletes, but also, like, I think they're going back, like, 10 years or something.
Yeah, they're
like
paying,
that.
I think it's a collective of, like, $2.7 billion to, like, former athletes and, yeah, something like that.
So that's about, $60 per college football player? I don't know.
I don't know.
But, that's interesting. We talked about this last year. Look, NIL, it has to be reined in at least to have some sort of rules and regulation, because it's
absolutely
totally the wild, wild west, of course, the case in point, the Rashada story there. I think that, given the demands of the Division I college athletes, particularly football and basketball, you just don't have the time to go out and get regular employment like other non-athlete college students. And so when you have a football program that is generating tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars every single year, the athlete should be able to get name, image, and likeness. And now the NCAA is saying, I think the schools can give them a slice of that TV money pie and all the money that they bring in from jersey sales, concessions, and everything else.
Yeah, so it sucks to see the lack of regulation, because it is very straightforward. Hey,
but again, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if it is your name, image, and likeness, if it is something where you're promoting your own brand, yeah, whatever, go ahead.
But, I reject the idea, though, that this somehow is making college football not pure like it used to be. Like, I mean, unless you're going back to the 1920s, sure. But
talking
in my
about
lifetime,
impurity implies
well
that
over
some.
Well over 40 years, college football has not been above board when it comes to paying players and cheating and all that.
Well, so. And that's the thing. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money, and we're talking about a high level competition. That's as corrupt as it gets. I mean, this of course, as I said, it's not just a few stories. We've heard it time and time again about them violating NCAA, paying players, and all that.
That we know about.
That we know about, yes. There's a lot that we know about, and there's a lot more that we still to this day don't. So, no, I don't. I mean, it sucks, but it's expected, and it's not the end of the world. It's just the way it is.
Just 1 in 4 Americans say a college degree is very important to get a well-paying job. Pew Research says 40% do not believe it's important to get a degree to secure a well-paying job. Republicans were more likely than Democrats to say they think college degrees are less important than they were 20 years ago. Researchers say many have doubts about whether the high cost is worth it.
And plenty of pool parties are on tap this Memorial Day weekend, and that means safety should be top of mind.
Oh, you know what? I don't have the audio. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Swim instructors say an adult supervisor who's not on a phone should be tapped to watch children at all times, since drowning is silent and can often happen in seconds. There should always be a barrier between a home and pool with locks and alarms and a proper pool fence.
Wall Street closing in the green today. A volatile week. Markets are closed Monday for Memorial Day, of course. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 4 points to 39.69. The S&P 500 gained 36 to 53.04. And the NASDAQ climbed 184 points to 16,920.
And thousands of doctors from across the country have shot a letter to the Supreme Court asking justices to uphold a federal law that allows emergency room abortions when they're needed to stabilize patients. Do we have audio for that?
I do not.
Okay. They say these life or death situations happen more than people realize, but the Dobbs decision has made it more complicated. The campaign organized by the Committee to Protect Healthcare argues that doctors need the right to practice medicine without political interference.
All right, 6:45. Any updates on our roads?
Well, let me take another quick look at that Circle K on Gulf Beach Highway. Ah, there it is. All right, so we do have confirmation of the accident there, and it is causing some backups. This is if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, though, let's see. Does not appear that there's going to be Well, nope, I lied. Let's see. Navarre. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, we do have some backups there. And if you're traveling southbound on the bridge, my goodness, I keep getting those words mixed up. If you're traveling southbound on the bridge trying to get onto Navarre Beach, we've got some backups developing in that area as well. However, that's just a few spots. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
The weather looks nice for Memorial Day weekend with sunshine in the skies, a few clouds, and hardly a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas might see a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm, but even there, the rain chance is on the low side. So the weather will be pretty calm here, and we're expecting, as far as the beaches go, just a moderate risk of rip currents for Sunday and Monday, so it will get a little bit rougher with a slightly stronger wind. But enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Pop culture notes today. The filmmaker behind the documentary Super Size Me has died. The family of Morgan Spurlock announced he died yesterday at the age of 53. His film, where he conducted an experiment that saw him eat only food from McDonald's for 30 days, was a huge hit in 2004, earning $22 million against a budget of $65,000. During the experiment, Spurlock says he gained 25 pounds and suffered from liver dysfunction. And a part of this was, yes, he went to McDonald's every day and for every meal, and he had to get the supersize option if they asked if he wanted it. So, yes, the good old supersize options at McDonald's, and the biggie was the word back in Wendy's back in the day.
Yeah, and don't they currently have like a biggie bag? Don't they currently have that?
I think they brought something like that back, yeah. But, man, the days, listen, you cannot fathom being an eight-year-old going home from church on a Sunday night,
right,
and your dad saying, yeah, we can stop at Wendy's on the way home, and you get a biggie Frosty. It was
that sounds magical.
A behemoth of a Frosty that I remember. It may not have been as big as I remember it, but
yeah, you were
the
eight.
Biggie Frosties were money.
I'll look that up when we go to break. A famous dog has died. Kabosu was the sideways glancing Shiba Inu, who became the logo for the Dogecoin cryptocurrency and was one of the most iconic memes on the internet. I mean, I'm talking like if you go back to like 2012, this dog was everywhere. The dog's owner, Japanese kindergarten teacher Atsuko Sato, posted on a blog today that Kabosu died peacefully in his sleep this morning. He was 18 years old.
The next film in the Knives Out franchise announced today, the third installment titled Wake Up Dead Man, will release next year. A teaser trailer confirming Daniel Craig will return as Detective Benoit Blanc. The teaser also making reference to the first two films, and it'll be distributed by Netflix.
And the upcoming Marvel Studios film Deadpool and Wolverine is already breaking records. The film set a new mark for first-day advance ticket sales for an R-rated film. The third installment in the Deadpool franchise made between $8 and $9 million when tickets went on sale on Monday. The film also marks the first R-rated movie released by Marvel and Disney. Deadpool and Wolverine will hit theaters on July 26th.
All right, we'll take a break there, recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news to finish off another week.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Bands on the Beach, every Tuesday night at 7, bring a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music. This week, the Disco Kiss takes the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the vacancy in District 4, including I just yesterday got all of the names from the governor's office of people who applied for the Escambia District 4 open commission seat. First to report that, and you can read their statements and see the names on our Facebook page. You want to check that out. Also had an extended conversation about the 60 Minutes interview with Pope Francis. Very interesting stuff. And a conversation about retention ponds and zoning issues on the wrap. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
July 4th holiday, but this song will hit a little harder. It'll slap a little harder.
Absolutely.
Leading into a holiday weekend. So,
yes.
Love that. Love that song, man. Gets me in the mood. I'm going to be off Monday, believe it or not. So Austin and Steve will take us home on Monday as we return from our barbecues and whatnot. But yeah, it'll be fun. Let's see. Recapping the day's top stories. Israeli military says it's recovered the bodies of three more hostages killed in the October 7th Hamas attack. Married couple from the U.S. serving as missionaries in Haiti killed by gang members last night. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker announced the news on Facebook, saying the missionaries were his daughter and son-in-law, Davey and Natalie Lloyd. And in Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine will ask for a special legislative session next week in order to get President Biden's name on the ballot. Ohio code requires that officials certify ballots 90 days before elections. That would be August 7th. The problem is that Biden's nomination won't be official until the convention on August 19th. So a special session will be held to create an exception, loophole, whatever, to get Biden on the ballot in Ohio in November. Austin, final check this hour of the roads.
Well, it's the same three spots that we touched on in our last update. We do have some very minor backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive near the Circle K. There was an accident there. And we have backups in Navarre that are very close to each other. One, if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway approaching Highway 87, and the other, if you are coming over the bridge trying to get onto Navarre Beach. No confirmation of any accidents over there, though. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up getting home for this weekend.
The weather for Memorial Day weekend looks about the same as it has around here for the last several days. So look for some sunshine, just a few scattered clouds in the skies, and really not much of a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas have a 20% chance that a shower or storm will pop up at the most, 20% at the most. So enjoy the weekend. Highs will be in the 80s, and overnight lows will mainly run between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. The funnier stories of the day. We start with last night's episode of Wheel of Fortune. Of course, this is Pat Sajak's last episodes, right? Because he's going to be, he's already recorded the final episode. We just won't see it for a couple of months.
Right.
But during a toss-up puzzle, which if you're not familiar with Wheel of Fortune, you know, normally one contestant has the board and they take turns spinning the wheel. But the toss-up is the board starts completely clean. And then one by one, letters will start coming up until each of the three candidates, or contestants rather, has the opportunity to guess the phrase.
Right.
So it was a four-word phrase. Most of the words in the were exposed. So it was blank in the blank.
Okay.
And then for the fourth word, it was a four-letter word. The first letter, B. And the last letter, T. Okay?
I'm with you.
And that led to this.
Tavares.
Right in the butt.
What?
No.
No.
Blake.
This is the best.
Yeah, that's it, I think.
There's
yeah.
the wholesome answer.
Yeah.
Golly.
This is not Family Feud.
Yes.
I like definitely like the female contestant with the just awestruck, what? And then Pat Sajak, no.
Yeah, the awkward, like, oh, jeez, no, that is not
yes,
it.
It is not right in the butt. That was funny, though.
Oh, for sure. And the Diocese of Orlando is standing by a priest who bit a woman in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah, it's as weird as it sounds. Father Fidel Rodriguez allegedly bit her forearm on Sunday during Mass at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic
Church. Aquinas.
Oh, okay. I've always heard it as Aquinas. My bad. Aquinas Catholic Church in St. Cloud. Police say the woman wanted to receive communion, but words were exchanged between her and Rodriguez, and when she tried to grab a wafer, the 66-year-old man bit her. The Diocese of Orlando said yesterday that he was simply trying to prevent an act of desecration of the Holy Communion, which, as a priest, he's bound by duty to protect.
Do you have a bigger problem with the priest biting a woman to keep from desecrating communion, or do you have a problem with this next story?
We'll see.
A mom on Reddit asking for legal advice after she found out a daycare worker put ankle weights on her 2-year-old son. She says she only found out because she showed up early last Friday to pick him up. The daycare says they had to use them to protect other kids, as he's quite a bit bigger than his contemporaries. So which problem do you have a bigger issue with?
The ankle weights do not necessarily hurt the child.
They make them stronger.
Yeah, but we got a grown man biting somebody over a wafer. So I'm going to have to go with the priest.
A sacrament. A Holy Communion sacrament, I think, is the
that. Prior. Yeah, that's the more delicate term, I guess, or the more
But story still
term.
A bigger issue with the priest biting somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just me, though, I guess.
All right.
Let's see some quick good news here. A couple with a combined age of over 200 just got married in Philadelphia. Bernie Littman is 100 years old, and Marjorie Feiderman is 102. They met at their nursing home, and they've been together about 9 years.
Yeah, and the Naval Academy graduating its class of 2024, and the annual Blue Angel flyover to kick off the celebration today. So congratulations to those midshipmen. Austin, have a good holiday weekend.
You too, bud.